It's News Talk 97.3 Cairo FM, the Dave Ross Show. I'm your guest host, Paul Harris. On another day where history is being made in Washington, D.C. Earlier this morning, you heard live on Seattle's Morning News with Greg and Jane that President Barack Obama has tapped Federal Appeals Judge Sonia Sotomayor to be the next Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, taking the place of David Souter, who announced his retirement earlier this year. So who is Sonia Sotomayor? Well, she's a woman who has a pretty good record of 17 years on the bench, which gives her more judicial experience to the Supreme Court than any justice confirmed in the past 70 years. She grew up in a housing project in the Bronx, New York, after her parents moved there from Puerto Rico. She went to Princeton University, and she went to Yale Law School, which is where she met my guest now, Robert Klonoff, who is now dean of the Lewis and Clark School of Law in Portland, but was a classmate of Judge Sotomayor's at Yale Law School. Dean Klonoff, welcome to News Talk 97.3 Cairo FM.
Thank you.
When you're in law school and you're thinking about your future, does anybody ever say, someday I'm going to be a justice on the United States Supreme Court?
Well, they don't say that about themselves, but certainly other people make those thoughts. You know, when you meet somebody who you just know is going to go on and do great things.
Anybody say that about Judge Sotomayor?
Absolutely. I mean, she was just, you know, given the her background and experience, you know, she did not have a traditional path to Yale Law School. And, you know, she was she came from the project. She didn't have a family history of people who had gone to Yale. You know, yet from the first day of classes, she was outspoken. She was willing to take on, you know, professors, no matter who they were. And I think everybody just knew she was really special.
As someone who knew her in law school and probably has followed her through the years, tell me why she'll be a good Supreme Court justice.
Well, number one, she's a brilliant person. She's, you know, her credentials are impeccable. She's had both trial and appellate experience, which I think is extremely important for a justice to have that perspective. And she's just a great human being. You know, when I was in New York the day after the election and visited her in her chambers, and we spent quite a bit of time together, and, you know, she just immediately demanded I take out photos of my son and talk about family. You know, so that's the kind of person she is. She's a real warm person, really cares about people as individuals. So I think she's going to have compassion, empathy, and those are qualities that are essential, I think, for a Supreme Court justice.
When she was confirmed to the federal bench more than a decade ago, in her confirmation hearing, she said, "I don't believe we should bend the Constitution under any circumstance. It says what it says. We should do honor to it." What does that mean?
Well, I think what it means is that she's a judge who upholds the law. And, you know, I know there are going to be people coming out against her who are going to say she's an activist judge who wants to make policy and ignore the law. And I think her record as a judge over well over a decade demonstrate that she will follow the law and be responsible.
You know, it's funny you should mention that, because there is one conservative group that moments after they heard that the Associated Press reported before Obama's announcement this morning that he was going to make the announcement and Judge Sotomayor would be the nominee, Wendy Long of the Judicial Confirmation Network issued a statement. And this is the kind of statement I think they would have issued no matter who he had nominated.
Because oh, that's right.
Well, what he said was, "Sotomayor is a liberal judicial activist of the first order who thinks her own personal political agenda is more important than the law as written." Would it have mattered who the name was that Obama had named? I don't think so.
No, they were already salivating for whether it was Diane Wood or Elena Kagan. No, I mean, you know, surprise, surprise, he's nominating somebody who's, you know, on the liberal side of the spectrum. But I don't think the conservatives have anything to worry about in the sense of her, you know, being an activist and ignoring the law. I think she's going to be a responsible justice in the tradition of Ruth Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer, John Paul Stevens. I think this is a great move. I had actually written a letter to the president when I learned of Justice Souter's announcement, urging him to appoint her, because I just feel from my personal knowledge of her that she just would be an outstanding justice. So this is a great day.
If she gets on the bench, it won't change the makeup of the court. It'll still be kind of 5-4 conservative liberal, right?
Yeah, I think the one thing that it could change is I think that she could be very influential in possibly persuading some of the swing votes, in a way that perhaps Justice Souter might not have been. Mm-hmm. I think that would be the one dynamic that could change. But I agree with you in terms of the lineup on major, hot button issues. I don't see that this is going to be a real change.
The president, in introducing her this morning, said she was the woman who saved baseball. Well, what's the story behind that?
Well, just that she issued the injunction that basically saved the World Series. I mean, I think it's a wonderful, all-American story that she would be a judge in a case like that. That's really all there was to it. I think it's just a nice little touch there.
I've only got a few seconds here, but this is Obama making the first Democratic nomination of a Supreme Court justice in 15 years. Do we expect any of the other justices to step aside, do you think, during his first term?
Well, I mean, I can predict about, the same as others. I mean, the names that have been mentioned are, Justice Stevens, who's in his late 80s, mm-hmm. and Justice Ginsburg, who's had some health issues. But they've obviously made a decision to go for another term. But I wouldn't be at all surprised if there are one or two more opportunities.
Gotcha.
For him to make appointments.
Dean Klonoff, I appreciate your time today. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Robert Klonoff, Dean of the Lewis and Clark School of Law in Portland, a classmate at Yale Law School of Sonia Sotomayor, President Obama's nominee this morning to be the next Associate Justice of the United States Supreme Court. This is News Talk 97.3 Cairo FM.